If passed, the bill would prevent misdemeanor arrests for possession of marijuana in Florida. Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith, an Orlando Democrat, says the amount of arrest over cannabis is outrageous.
Law enforcement should be focusing on apprehending dangerous and violent criminals, not locking people up for smoking weed. I think we can all agree on that.
Last year, nearly 43,000 Floridians were arrested for misdemeanor marijuana possession. Under the proposal, instead of an apprehension, violations up to 20 grams would carry civil fines of $100, and subjects would face up to 15 hours of community service if they were not able to pay.
And if you can afford to pay that civil citation, because we know many low-income people are disproportionately impacted by these types of arrests and these traffic stops, then they'd be able to do community service in lieu of that civil citation.
Members of the Florida Cannabis Action Network, National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, and medical cannabis patients believe Florida cannabis laws are strict. Riverview attorney Michael Minardi, a normal advocate, says the arrest for marijuana use must stop.
And this is what we need to have here in Florida. This is what the voters of Florida believe. We have some of the harshest cannabis laws in the country here in Florida. 20 grams is a misdemeanor. In most other states, it's 28 an ounce. In Ohio, for years, it was 4 ounces.
Florida Department of Law Enforcement data shows 23% of the misdemeanor marijuana arrests in 2017 were people between the ages of 21 to 25. More than half of those arrests were white. 42% were black. For WFSU News, I'm Devondra Alston.